Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, April 30th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And you are listening to episode 30. Thank you so much for checking out this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. How the fuck are you?
I'm fucking great. How the fuck are you?
I'm fucking phenomenally fantastic. Fuck yeah.
Any excuse to just swear, right?
Fucking A. I don't even need an excuse.
That's true.
I don't even excuse myself when I fucking do it.
It's like the number one word I say, I think.
Fuck
that,
yeah.
That and whore.
Whore.
And say cunt a lot.
Yes. Yes, we do. So yeah, man, I'm not sick anymore, kinda.
Woo!
I still got the runny nose, but...
Yeah, I got that still too.
Yeah, I'm kinda glad I do, because it's given me a chance to practice my snot rockets. Because I could never, ever do that shit. Like,
without landing on your leg.
Well, no, I just, when I first started trying to do the snot rocket, that's like when you plug one side of your nose and you blow out the other side and snot should come shooting out like a rocket.
You should start shooting it at people.
Oh, God, I can't get the distance. But so my first few attempts, the first one went all over my pant leg.
Right.
That was nice. And then the second one hit my shoe.
And that was all in one day's
yeah,
work.
That was yesterday. And then today I was getting much, much better. And
that's because your face was like right next to the ground.
Yeah, I was pretty much like, yeah, on the ground.
You were bent
doing
over
it.
Like just calling my name pretty much.
And then I had to use my shirt to wipe off. That's why I don't understand, like, when people do that, how they don't get snot all over their face.
Yeah.
Because
you know what I hate?
What do you
the
hate?
The fucking people that
Black
use
people?
The... Yeah, I hate them, too.
Oh, what?
But that's how... No.
All right.
People...
3 minutes, 10 seconds in, racist.
Yep. Doesn't... It was racist thoughts before.
Hey,
we
this
even
is episode 30, man. Fuck yeah.
What's that have to do with being racist?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, what I was saying is I fucking hate those people that carry around those handkerchiefs and blow their nose into them.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Because
you're constantly using that.
Yeah,
thing.
But you're using the same one all day.
Right.
It's like,
well, not even all day. They probably don't wash that thing for weeks.
Like all month.
Yeah.
Because you just like you blow your fucking nose and then you put it back in your pocket
right.
or back on your head or
well,
whatever.
I don't think they wear them. But they should though.
So speaking of those handkerchiefs, what the fuck is up with all these kids at the golf course? Like they're not really hippies, but they're kind of like scrubby looking kids. But
they're
they the all
new hippies.
They all wear, like, these handkerchiefs around their fucking head, like bandanas and shit. It looks so fucking stupid. Like, I don't want to sound narcissistic or anything, but don't you guys have mirrors at home?
Like, apparently not.
I would expect that I would hope that my friends are good enough friends that they would be like, dude, are you really going out looking like that?
Right.
Because, you look like a douche.
Good thing you don't wear those visors anymore.
Yeah, dude, I used to wear visors back when my hair was colored like Skittles.
Well, that was when it was still cool, too. Well, it was cool for like one summer.
It was cool because we were going to raves and eating lots of ecstasy and wearing those bright colored candy kids.
And when you're eating a lot of ecstasy, weird things appeal to you.
Yeah.
Is cool.
Yeah.
And generally, when you're eating ecstasy, you're on it a lot, so you don't really have much time to realize how dumb you are.
Yeah, we did that shit like every weekend back in Kansas City when I was working for Alamon. We were we'd go to Worlds of Fun every weekend, mm-hmm. either on acid or ecstasy, and we'd just go ride roller coasters all weekend nice. And then work all week. Fucking good times. Good times. So, I got a new phone
finally?
Yesterday. Yes. I have the only one in the valley, quite possibly in Montana.
That's probably right, since they're not out yet.
Yeah. I had the XV6700 through Verizon, which is the pocket PC phone, Windows right. Mobile 5. And the thing was just huge and bulky and old, and it would just burn through batteries. Like, if I was using text messaging and just internet, shit like that, it would last all day. But as soon as I go to make a phone call, I'd get like 5 minutes, and then it's like, did it? Your battery is dying. Go fuck yourself. So, I was going to go get the XV6800, which is the newer model of the one I had with the slide-out keyboard and all that shit, because I pretty much use it as my laptop, because my laptop has a broken screen on it,
yeah.
courtesy of an ex-girlfriend. But, yeah, so I just wanted the new one because, you know, it's a new thing and it's cool as hell to have that. But then I saw the 6900 on the website for Verizon.
6900.
Yeah, well, yeah. The name alone got me.
Here, here.
I've been having it down by my balls trying to, like, lick its battery compartment. I don't know.
Where were you going with
well,
that?
Well, the 69. Shut up.
That's
so anyway,
stupid.
I call up. I fuck you.
Fuck
I call
you.
Yes, fuck me. I called up the Verizon store here, and I asked him. The lady, she kind of spoke with this weird, like, kind of blackish Mexicanish. She was a Blaxican, I guess.
Blackanese.
A Blackanese. No, it wasn't.
Blaxican?
There was no Chinese in there.
She
yeah,
Blaxican?
She was a Blaxican.
All right. I didn't know there was Blaxicans here.
There is, and she works at the Verizon store.
Wow.
And I'm sure she has lots of family members.
I'm sure.
But anyway, so I'm talking to her, and I'm asking her questions about it, and she's answering them, and I'm like, so you have this in stock? And she's like, yep. Come on down and bring, you know, $350-$400, whatever the upgrade price, and you get a rebate and shit. So I fucking go down there and shit, and I'm looking at all the demo phones they have out, and I see the 6800, but there's no 6900 anywhere. So the place is fucking busy as fuck, so I'm just, you know, waiting and waiting, and I asked somebody, I'm like, hey, where's the 6900? Because I want to check it out and see, like, how the touch screen keyboard would be, if it
right.
was going to even be worth getting. And they're like, oh, we're not selling those yet. They're not out here yet. And I'm like, bullshit, bitch. I just got off the phone with the lady, and she told me that you guys had it, and that if I came down, you know, to buy it, that it would be all good.
I bet she's going to be getting some shit.
She's probably fired, but you're getting ahead of the story.
Well, she is Blaxican.
Yeah.
It was only a matter of time before she got fired.
Right,
anyway.
For not showing up.
Yeah, wow. Or just being Blaxican.
And racist. All right. But, Where, see, you fucked me all up. But no, I call, I get there and I'm talking to him, and finally the guy comes out and he's like, well, those aren't released yet. And I'm like, well, this lady said that they were, so, and I just drove 20 miles to come get this specific phone. So he goes in back with this other lady, and like 10 minutes later, literally, they come out and they're like, well, since you were told that you could have one, we have one in the store that is kind of for us, but we haven't even opened it yet because it's not being released for another week. So if you want it, you can have it.
So
he
can be the cool guy with the only phone in Montana for a week.
Well, I don't give a fuck about that. I want to be the cool guy with that fucking phone.
Yeah.
Since we can't get iPods.
That makes you cool.
We can't get iPhones up here because
no,
there's no GSM network. We can't get any of that cool shit. We're stuck with the EVDO fucking
plus iPhones
CDMA.
Are only like, you know, $900.
Well, yeah. Are they? They're not. They're probably about as much as this
no,
one is now.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're about $900.
Still. Well, fuck that shit then.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't. But yeah, so I got the XV6900, and it is the most amazing piece of technology I've ever owned, next to the vibrating butt plug.
Yeah.
Yes. Amazing. It's touch screen. It's small, and it's
the butt
white.
Plug or the phone?
What? The phone, ass. Oh. But it's small and it's white and shiny and glossy and it is
okay,
just...
I could swear you're talking about the butt plug.
Okay, you got me. I don't have a phone. I got a new butt plug, guys. Okay.
The 6900 butt plug.
Yeah. Perfect. It's big enough that you can lick it while it's in your ass.
Which would explain the fucking weight difference when you were Falf and messing
you That's
up
right.
Today.
That was F in my game all to hell. So, yeah. That's awesome. I have that shit, and it's amazing. I love it. So I went to Polson today for work, and on my way there, you know, there's a, it's like a one-lane highway. Well, one lane going each direction, right? So
it's shitty.
I'm driving there, and there's like a line of cars coming towards me in the other lane, and all of a sudden, whoops.
Good job.
Point for me. No. All of a sudden I see one car come into my lane and like try to pass like five cars. And I'm like, you know, maybe 1,000 feet from them, which is not very far when you're doing like 80 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah, you're on the highway.
So this happens to me a lot, and I don't freak out and like give them room and shit. When this happens, I accelerate and I start like going towards them like in the other lane and shit. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, dude, you can't see people that well when you're going that fast. But I saw the look of fear in this lady's eye. Dude.
She was probably going to piss
her
pants.
She was freaking the fuck out. And like the vehicle right in back of her had to slow way down because she had to cut back in and shit. And I was probably on the yellow line. I wasn't even thinking. I was trying to keep the truck like full of water, all weighted down, because it's kind of floaty when you're going that fast.
That's
so I'm trying to keep it on the yellow line as close to her as I can, and she went in right as I fucking passed her. And oh man, I cannot wait for the time that happens and I just fucking boom, head on that shit, dude. Because I'm ready. Fuck it. I've done everything I wanted to do. I'm good.
Yeah, but we need to keep doing this.
Well, we can do this from the hospital, you know.
You're going to be fucking dead.
I don't think so. Cause
you don't wear your seatbelt. You're just going to fly out the fucking
windshield. But I'm quick. I will duck down by where the pedals are, and I will just wait till the vehicle stops.
I think you'd still die.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you'd die.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I do cocaine. No, I'm invincible, dude. Never happened.
Well, that's the drug.
Plus,
talking.
I'm always in a big truck that has at least fucking 1,000, 1,500 pounds of water in it. So the vehicle with the more weight going faster is going to just plow right through other one.
But when it's a head-on collision, it's like you running into the wall, like doubling that
speed.
But
what you take into consideration is which vehicle's moving faster. The one moving faster will have more momentum and will win, pretty much. I win, always.
Nice.
So, speaking of driving in the work truck, remember that little story I told you, you and our listeners, Monday, was it?
Yeah.
About the people on the one-way.
The fat
and,
cunts.
Yeah, the fat cunts and their kids and the finger, the following middle finger.
Right.
Well, they ended up calling where I work at and tattling on me. Nice adult tattletale.
Did your parents ever tell you not to tattle?
No shit. Nobody likes a tattletale,
no
you
one.
Cunt.
Fuck.
So, yeah, I got in fucking trouble. Well, not in trouble, but I got a talking to, which I don't like getting because I love this job and I do, you know, really good here. And that just pissed me the fuck off that it was their fault in the first place, because by the time I was by them, I was going like 25, which is the speed limit, and they started it by fucking yelling, slow the fuck down, which is why I gave them the finger.
Well, if they're not standing in front of the fucking car anyway, why do you need to slow down?
Yeah, well, if they weren't so fucking fat, they wouldn't have been halfway in the middle of the fucking
road.
That's my fault, because you can't control your appetite? Fuck that shit. So basically, yeah, I got talking to, and I have to drive my broken car again. No more driving the truck after work hours, mainly because it is a liability, because insurance only covers me during work hours, which is stupid, but whatever. So, yeah, thanks, ass fucks. Let's see. I totally fucked up this guy's name the first time we mentioned him, but
we fixed it on the
yeah, on the site.
Notes, though.
The Bloodner, you're the fucking man. Thank you so much for being our fan and for making all these awesome pictures.
Yes, they are amazing.
If you remember, he's the one that made the promiscuity, the fucking pink shoelace motivational poster. His newest work of art, Jam Hole related, is a It's a noose, and it says...
Made out of newspaper articles.
Yeah, made out of fucking newspaper articles. We'll post this on the show notes for tonight's show. But at the top, it says, do some news, and then it's a noose made out of newspaper articles. Yep. And then at the bottom, there's like an excerpt of an article of just people... being fucks,
yeah,
pretty
just a
much,
fuck
yeah.
Story.
So that's awesome. And the Bloodner, if you're listening, well, we know you're listening. We want you to make us another poster that has to do with quote, "This is the worst case of child abuse we've ever seen."
Yes.
Quote,
literally.
So yes, thank you very much, and thank you everyone that's been writing us and sending us MySpace messages saying how fucking awesome we are. It's not doing a thing for our egos, even though we are the best ever.
Well, our egos are already pretty big as it is.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's not really affecting
I feed
it.
My ego daily. Yeah.
Whether people are saying we're awesome or that we're shitty, my ego is still good about this show.
Exactly, because we don't give a fuck because it's the internet. Yeah, we're not losing sleep if no one posts.
I couldn't care less what you think as long as I enjoy this.
That's right, and... Are you enjoying this?
Always.
Just because you sit next to me?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I know. Because we never hung out like this when we weren't doing this show.
Well, we didn't really hang out that much until we started doing this show.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, you were always kind of a douche, so I don't know.
I always hung out with your brother.
Yeah, because you're like 18 and I'm like 28 almost.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, yeah, that's about it for episode 30 here. You ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
You ready to get your ass handed to you?
No.
Here it comes. Right. Ready?
Oh! Gotcha,
fuck,
bitch!
Piss at the ass!
See, I told you I'd psych you out when we were fulfing.
You are a cunt. So, what do you got here leading off episode 30 of the fucking jam hole?
Judge orders evaluation for South Carolina teen accused in school plot.
Plot?
Yes. He was plotting to blow up the school.
Ooh, the plot gets groovy.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, or the plot explodes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That wasn't that good.
No. <okay. laughs> Neither was what you said, though, and mine was better than that, which is why I got
it.
It
was
point.
Equally lame, I think.
Okay.
A federal judge has ordered a psychiatric evaluation for a South Carolina teen accused of plotting to blow up his high school. Bummer. You're going to do that, fucking keep quiet.
That's exactly the point. If you're going to do that, it's like... If you're going to commit suicide, fucking do it. Don't.
But the thing is about.
No, hold on. Don't make little fucking superficial cuts on your wrists so everyone can see them, and then they're like, "Oh, you must be depressed. Meh. Oh, what's the matter, honey? Do you need some attention? Oh,
they're too big of fucking pussies to do it, though. So that's why.
Exactly.
That's
so,
just a cry for attention.
When people hear about this kind of shit. They're like, you know, if someone was going to blow up the school, you don't tell anybody. You just go fucking drop bombs.
Yeah, he probably told one of his friends that he was plotting to
do it,
and he tattled on him.
He probably made a fucking MySpace blog post like, hey, do you go to school here? Because if you do, you're going to blow the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're going to explode.
To explode.
I'm going to explode.
U.S. District Judge Thomas Rogers III. Thanks, dude. Says in an order Wednesday that 18-year-old Ryan Schellenberger should undergo a psychological evaluation within 45 days. An attorney for the teen says he'll ask the judge to reconsider.
Really? No, we don't need a psych eval on him. We know he's fucking a big pussy.
Well, they need to stick him somewhere for a while so he doesn't have the opportunity to do this. I mean, within 45 days so he can just... do what he normally does until they do this, or are they like holding him somewhere?
I'm gonna take a hint here from our Ask Dr. Phil. This is the perfect example of a kid that grew up without enough getting his ass beat by his parents.
He needs to get the shit kicked
out
of him.
He's probably a whiny ass little fucking rich kid that's like, I'm a little fucking bitch. I don't get what I want right now, so I'm going to blow up the school because I'm a faggot. Yeah.
He probably got picked on, that's why.
Well, you wouldn't get picked on if you weren't such a little fucking bitch douche.
Yeah, but then again, a lot of the big douches are the one picking on kids.
Well, it all evens out in the end then, you know?
True.
You blow up the school and there go the big douches picking on the little douches.
Okay, so listen to this.
It's an endless cycle and shit drips downhill, you know?
Check this out. Federal authorities claim the straight-A Chesterfield High School student can't write.
Straight A's? Yeah. Because he sucks his teachers off?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Is that how Rochelle gets straight A's?
I don't think she gets straight A's. Oh. She must not be very good at it.
We don't usually give shout-outs, but I was informed that one of our fans, Rochelle, actually listens to our show in her classroom. Yep. So if all you guys are listening to this, fuck you! Whoa! Thank you, Rochelle.
Well, I'm going to start this sentence over because I stopped right
now. I'm going to laugh so fucking hard if her teacher walked in right as I said that.
Yeah. I wish I knew her teacher's name. I'd totally just start fucking swearing at her.
You don't need her name to swear at her.
Yeah. Well, still, it'd be better if I teacher, could say her name.
Teach your fucking kids. I'm sick of being around retards all the time. Wait, where is she going to school at? That's not here. Next state over?
Yeah, next
somewhere.
Well, she's kind of far away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine then. I'm not around those retards. Kay.
So, federal authorities claim the straight-A Chesterfield High School senior told police that he wanted to die, go to heaven, and kill Jesus.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what Jesus wanted to do? He's like, I need to die, go to hell, and kill the devil.
Or he just wanted to fucking beat up his dad.
So, hey, Jesus, how's it feel, bitch? It's not very fun, is it, having someone die and then come after your ass?
No, it's not cool.
Yeah, suck on that shit, Jesus. Jesus e Cristo.
Schellenberger.
Have you watched Lucy, Daughter of the Devil?
Yes.
That image of Jesus, the DJ, that right, is so yeah. fucking awesome with the kind of Mexican right. fucking attitude-ish.
Well, because yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. It's just cool. Like, when he's in there spinning records and, like, his records are always like, hallelujah.
Yes.
It's all, like, funky-ass house
right,
and
it's
shit.
Like house...
Yeah, dude. Lucy, Daughter of the Devil. Awesome fucking show.
Great show. Everyone Great show. Should watch that.
Yes.
Schellenberger was arrested April 19th. He faces several state and federal charges, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. What?
What?
Mass destruction? Did he have some... Was he dropping bombs?
Dropping F-bombs and N-bombs.
I sure hope so. Those are the only bombs I know.
Those are the only fucking bombs, weapons of mass destruct, man. Fuck. Shit. Cunt. Nigger fuck. There.
Wow. You sure bombed at
I
the end of that
I just dropped
sentence.
All the bombs you as just... I bombed that joke.
Yeah, you were the bomb.
Thank you. So, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So, going to school and blowing it up with you in it so you can go to heaven and kill Jesus.
I wonder if he's Muslim.
I wonder
he's waiting for 72 versions.
I wonder if he realizes that if you did that, you probably aren't going to heaven.
Yeah.
If that exists.
You're probably going to get stuck in hell if. You know, if
anything. Oh, maybe that's his plan. He's going to go to hell and be like, hey, Satan, come here for a sec. So, you know, this Jesus guy, been a huge thorn in my side, as I'm sure your side also. Let's get him. And then they're going to go gang rape Jesus.
I'm going to fucking get in on that.
In
actually.
His holy ass. Oh. All right. Well, I have a story about marijuana in your brain. Marijuana store manager gets 5 years probation. This comes out of L.A. The former manager of a Los Angeles medical marijuana store was sentenced to 5 years probation on Wednesday after pleading guilty. Guilty to what, you may ask?
I don't even know.
I don't either. John Carberry, 56, could have been jailed for up to 20 years, but was instead ordered to perform 1,500 hours of community service in the latest example of federal authorities cracking down on California's tolerance of marijuana use.
Tolerance? They don't have any
I
tolerance.
Thought, no, they do, because there's a lot of pot shops down there, but it's because...
Yeah, but he's look at this. I mean, they're no, getting arrested.
Yeah, but it's because California passed the law as a state saying for medical use, you can fucking smoke weed, buy weed. These places can sell weed to you, assuming you follow the proper procedure, right. getting your card and all that shit. But the federal level still says no. So yeah. basically, it's a total conflict. Like, your state says yes, your country says no. It's like, make up your fucking mind, right. You know? You can't.
Well, but the country's decision has priority over.
Well, federal always does. But then why do you even have state-to-state laws? If the federal law is just
going
to
make it feel like you have some say in what happens in your fucking town.
So it feels. Isn't that entrapment then? The state says, yeah, go ahead and do it. So this guy went ahead and did it.
Right.
And then the country comes and says, you're arrested, fucking 5 years probation and 1,500 hours of community service.
Well, I guess it is kind of entrapment, but I mean, he should know that, you know, the government says no, but his state says yes, so which one are you gonna fucking.
Well, yeah, that's like when you work at a place and there's too many bosses. What's that saying? Too many chiefs, not enough engines, yeah. To be Indian about it.
That saying sucks.
Yeah, it is. But it's like when you work somewhere and there's too many people telling you what to do and they're all telling you to do different things, nothing gets fucking done.
Right.
And this coming from a place that's always preaching tolerance. We need to tolerate this and tolerate that. But then when it comes to tolerating some fucking weed that's never killed anybody, never done anything fucking negative at all, except maybe give birth to fucking hippies and shitty music and patchouli. But
yeah, have a couple extra fat people around.
Yeah, but hey, whatever. They're going to be fat regardless, so yeah. It doesn't even matter. But it just seems so fucking stupid. And then you come in and say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't do that. Now you're arrested.
Right.
It's like, well, what do you do? Who do you fucking believe?
Yeah, well, your government, I guess, is the only one.
Yeah, that's
but
stupid.
But you can't
fuck
really believe them. You just kind of, I don't know.
That's stupid.
It's bullshit.
We should start taking some tips
from the Netherlands.
It's a fucking plant. It doesn't hurt anybody. And then,
except your lungs a little bit.
No,
but,
not
know.
Even, dude. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
I'm sure it has some effect on your lungs. I mean, it's smoke. It's a little harsh, but
But it's a natural smoke. Yeah. I mean, there's no additives in it.
There's no proof of it giving you cancer or anything.
None,
I mean,
at all.
Yeah.
None. There's no proof of it doing anything negative health-wise at all. And then I love it how we have all this fucking proof that alcohol just kills your liver, makes you a fucking retard, makes you act like a fucking douche.
Yeah,
we've read
so many stories of people just being retarded because they're fucking
and then
drunk.
Blaming it on alcohol. Oh, I'm sorry, I fucked my kid. I was drunk.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's alcohol's fault, even though I chose to drink it.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. People are so fucking ridiculous. Let's see. Under state law introduced 12 years ago, California allows marijuana for therapeutic purposes, a policy which is at odds with federal law that prohibits all use of the drug.
Well, it's the same way here, isn't it?
Yeah, we have it. Montana has medical marijuana, but right. Then there's the federal, which is the whole U.S. says yeah. No. But I haven't heard of anyone getting busted in. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know someone that gets medical marijuana. I don't really hang out with them anymore, but I used to go and take her out because she couldn't smoke weed where she was living. Uh-huh. So I would take her out, and we were out one night smoking and shit, and a cop came by, fucking got out of the car, came over to my side, and was like, what are you guys doing? Oh, smoking some marijuana, huh? And I was like, she is. I'm just sitting here. And he fucking was being a asshole, man.
Of course.
Grabbed me, fucking pulled me out of the car, told her to get the fuck out of the car, and like grabbed my hands, put them behind my back, and like
wow.
Pushed me against the car. I'm like, really, dude?
It's like, I'm not gonna kill anyone.
I know.
I'm just smoking
I was
weed.
Sitting there reading my fucking book, smoking weed. Well, I didn't say I
well,
was
yeah,
smoking because I don't have a medical marijuana card.
Right.
So she tells him where the fucking weed is. She has like a half ounce of some fucking chronic shit, dude. Like badass weed.
Was she growing it herself?
No, she has a card and she was getting it from these people that grow it. And they do
they grow some
the
good
delivery.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. So she tells him where the weed is. He grabs it. Fucking she hands him her card and shit. And he's like, well, I don't like this, but I'm going to run this and make sure everything checks out. Long story short, the cop gave the weed back to her and let us go. And
well,
was like,
course,
well,
he had
you have
to.
A good night.
He had no proof that you did anything.
No, exactly.
And
he
she could do that.
Yeah,
so.
And he couldn't prove I was smoking.
Right,
because I don't look stoned when I smoke because my eyes are dark like that. So it was just, it felt like such an awesome thing to have the cop have the weed and like have to give it back. Because he thought he had a couple of people like pop, dude. Like, you guys are done. You're going to jail for fucking smoking weed. Oh, God, you know.
Right.
Good thing I wasn't fucking too high. I might have killed and raped him, you know.
Well, that would have been a good thing.
Yeah, well, if I was a little bit more stoned, I would have, because that's what weed does
do. Although then, I don't know if you would have gotten away with it. You haven't been thinking about it as
Yeah, but it was just him.
True.
I would have been up to Canada. It's a 60-mile drive to Canada. I can make it there in 20 minutes if I have to.
Good thing you got your passport.
Yeah, good thing it's got a microchip in it.
Right, so they can track you down.
Oh, fuck. Let's finish this up. Prosecutors said Carberry managed a store which sold $1.7 million worth of marijuana and related products. So that's what I had always thought. Like, if you're like us, we've never had any problems except for that one run-in I just told you guys about. Yeah. But they're not focusing on the people that are just smoking it once in a while or every day. Right. They're focusing on the people making hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax-free money, basically. They can't tax that shit. Yeah. Like,
They're easy people to target, though. They're easy to find. I mean,
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, like, well, this guy, because obviously at $1.7 million going to be in their radar.
Right, he's running a store, pretty much.
Right, but if you look at the kind of people that get busted for selling weed, it's not the people just selling eighths and quarters to their friends.
Right.
It's the people selling pounds and pounds of it because the government doesn't like you making money without them getting their share out of it.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
Exactly.
It's not so much that you're smoking weed and they don't like it.
So, hey, government, listen, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Tax that shit. Idiots. That's all you got to do. Boom. There's the deficit gone.
And
there
then
goes
there's all those
there
people
goes our there goes our recession,
jail.
There goes our depression, everything. We would be fucking golden grams from then on if they did that shit.
But they don't want to lose the war on drugs.
Ugh. They're losing every war they fucking start because they're making up bullshit.
Yeah, one, they start a war with everything they can.
Why the fuck not? You know what? Let's just fire nukes randomly just for the fuck of it and see what happens. Fuck not?
It's going to happen soon
anyway. That's it for that story. What do you got next?
I got girl recovering from rat attack.
Rat attack?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Can you guess what's happening in this story?
She got attacked by rats because she lives in a fucking shitty dive trailer with rats everywhere.
It's probably a meth house or something then. They got
probably.
Fucking rats.
Could you imagine rats on meth? That they would tear some shit up, I bet.
Yeah, they would. A young girl is recovering after a rat crawled into her crib and attacked her.
You know, I always hate when the stories start out with recovering, like a young boy is recovering,
right?
Because that sucks. I want to hear a young boy was found completely ripped apart by rats, you know, something like that.
Way better. That sounds more interesting.
Whatever, we'll take what we can get.
At only 14 months old, Mayana has been through 17 surgeries as a result of the rodent attack.
Okay, new law. If you have more surgeries than how many months old you are, you're dead. Okay?
Just give
up. Nice try. Better luck next time.
Yeah,
really.
You should know when to just quit.
Yeah. Throw in the towel.
Right.
Because you're done.
Mayana's father said she is a fighter who deserves to be known for more than that split second in her crib that made headlines around the world in February 2007.
She's a fighter? Apparently not a very good fighter if rats tore her
up. Yeah, she couldn't even fight a rat.
No shit.
If a rat attacked me in my bed, I'd just kill it
real quick. I'd stomp its fucking ass,
right?
And then I'd feed it to my kitty.
Quote, I notice when we go out, people do stare at her. No fucking shit! She looks like a fucking monster. Her nose
She's
is
missing
gone.
The whole nose,
yeah,
pretty
her
much.
Literally, her whole nose is gone. It's just flat.
And you know what? By her parents not putting her out of her misery, they're setting her up for a life full of pain and torture. Because you know how mean kids are to kids that aren't missing their face?
Yeah.
Just imagine when fucking, like, 4th, 5th, 6th graders on up through fucking college get a hold of her.
Yeah, you should have just let her die because she's going to want to kill herself pretty soon anyway when she's going to school and getting
made
fun of. Mayana's father, Michael, said her sisters understood what happened to her and are very protective of her.
They understood it because they're like, yeah, we know our house is infested with rats. Yeah. We've been complaining about it forever, and every time we say something, you beat us, so what the fuck?
Beat your kids for the right reasons if you're gonna beat them.
Exactly.
Please.
Don't just beat them just to. Well, you can beat them just to beat them. Keeps them on their toes, but
right.
You know.
You just keep them.
Make
guessing.
Sure you make up a good reason for why you beat them. Otherwise, you know, you're gonna be old one day, and then they're gonna be like, "Remember all those times you beat my fucking ass for no reason?" Well, enjoy the rest of your life in this shitty fucking retirement home.
That's assuming they haven't given up on life by then and are still alive.
That is true.
In the past year, surgeons at Children's Mercy Hospital have given Mayanna an upper lip and fixed her forehead. They said they won't be able to give Mayanna a nose for another 5 or 6 more years until her face matures.
You know what's all? Oh, until her face matures. Yeah. I was going to say, it's awesome that we can, like, give people that had one of their testicles removed because of cancer.
Right.
We can give them a fake ball, but we can't give her a nose. But yeah, I guess because she's so young, her face is still growing. That makes sense.
Yeah, it wouldn't work too well if you put a nose on a 14-month-old girl.
You know what, though? The kind of people that live in places where rats are eating your little 14-month-old daughter's faces, how are they going to afford this? You really think they have health insurance? Really?
Probably not if they have rats in their
house. No, not at all, dude. So, again, another point for having her put down because, for one, she's going to look fucked up. No matter how good that plastic surgeon is, her shit is not going to be
right. It's still going to look fucking weird.
It's going to look like a fucked
up
hair
lip. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and he didn't even get attacked by rats.
No, and his got a freaky fucking
lip. Yeah, so she's done.
What they should have done is they probably should have just acted like they didn't know what happened and just waited until
the rats
they
completely
found her dead.
Devoured
Pretty
the whole
much,
body.
Yeah, because they probably heard her screaming and
you
stuff.
You
so.
What they should have done?
Huh.
Was stuck in a forker in her. Because she's done.
They should have tried to flush her down the toilet.
That also. 14 months old, though, you'd have to cut them up and shit, and then that gets all bloody.
Well, you kind of have to anyway, because they just kind of clog, as we've heard from other stories.
Right. So, yeah, I would have just let the rats enjoy.
Yeah.
Ratatouille. There
I
you
mean,
go.
You'd have some big fucking rats after her getting eaten, though.
Fucking rats with tails this fucking big. Oh! That's an Andrew Dice Clay joke.
Nice.
Yes. So was that for that story?
Yeah, that's all.
So, I don't even know how to fucking pose this to you.
For or against rats eating little girls.
As long as it's like a Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Then that's
as long
cool.
as the rat finishes her.
And as long as he finishes.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, from rats eating babies to rape. We haven't had a good rape story in a while.
Yeah, not since Monday.
Monday? All right. Let's see. Sumter police. Man orders pizza, then rapes the driver. Talk about a tip. Boom! Thank you. Thank you very much. Sumter, South Carolina. Sumter man is charged with ordering a pizza and then kidnapping and raping the delivery woman. You know, as if her life wasn't shitty enough. She's fucking trying to make ends meet. This is probably her second or third job delivering pizzas to top her night off on top of people giving her shit fucking tips. Like, I used to deliver pizza and food and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And people tip like shit. And, you know, you're lucky if you make enough to put gas back in your car.
Right.
And then on top of that, you get raped. Oh, man, I would murder some shit if that happened to me.
If you got raped, you probably wouldn't do
it.
Well, anything.
You can't rape the willing, but, I mean, if it was a dude coming at me, yeah.
You'd probably just kill him.
I'd rip his dick off and fuck him with it and be like, hey, it's fun, isn't it, you fucker? Police arrested 25.
That is the ultimate way to tell someone, go fuck yourself.
Right, ripping their dick off and repeatedly jamming them in your anus.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Police arrested 25-year-old Derek Von Nielsen at around 2 a.m. Sunday at his home on Cutleaf Drive in Sumter. Officers say when the 18-year-old victim delivered a pizza to the house late Saturday evening, Nielsen pulled her into the house and raped her. Quote, it kind of sounded like someone fell down some stairs or was just banging on the walls, said
probably,
the neighbor.
It kind of sounded like someone getting raped.
Yeah, right, said the neighbor. He must have been fucking rough then. She must put up a little fight. If you gotta fucking slam him into a couple walls to get the fight out of him.
No, he was probably just likes it rough.
He probably like had her head against the wall, but like, you know, 5 inches away. So every time he jammed it in her head just fucking hit the wall.
That's what I'd do.
That's a hate fuck if there ever there was.
Yep. That's a grunge fuck.
Yeah.
I told you about the grunge fuck.
Yes, you did. Have you told it on the show?
Yeah. That's when I told you about it was on the show.
Well, all right then. Nielsen's neighbor said she could hear the commotion through her wall, but didn't know what was going on. She shares a duplex with Nielsen. Well, if it's a duplex, I mean, those walls are like paper thin. Right. So you could hear them like jacking off probably.
You could hear someone sneeze pretty much.
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry I'm sniffing so much. My nose is running. I don't want to get up to grab paper towels.
Yeah, it's
because
your nose is running. Right? Yeah, it's from being sick, of course.
Will you go get paper towels, please? Because I want these people to hear me blow my nose, because I have a very pronounced nose blow.
Yeah, because after you blow your nose, you hear an...
Yeah, that's weird, too. That's weird. But I'm talking about just the... I've never really heard that many people be able to do that.
Really?
Yeah, you should go get
it's
it
like
while I'm reading this real quick.
Okay.
All right, thank you. She... You fuck. Thank you for that. Sorry, Giorgio. That was him, not me. She didn't want to be identified because she wants to protect the identities of her children. Probably so. If she did come forward and identify the guy, she'd be worried about him coming there and raping her daughters. Because, you know, he's not going to get very much time in jail, I'm sure. So, whatever. Quote, "It was heavy enough to make noises against the wall that jolted me and my kids," the woman said. Police say the victim left Nielsen's house and returned to Papa John's, where she told co-workers what happened and then called the police. And that's kind of cool that... Oh, sweet. Toilet paper. That's going to get all over the place.
That's so, better than paper towels.
This guy worked at Papa John's. We actually, we have a Papa John's
of
here.
Of course we do.
I wonder if they take a note from that and be like, hey, next time someone doesn't tip us, we're going to tip them in the face and then the asshole.
Yeah, tip them in their ass with your dick.
That's right. That was the joke. The victim was taken to the hospital for medical treatment. The manager of Papa John's said she has not returned to work since. Really? I wonder why she hasn't come back to her $7.50 an hour job delivering food.
Yeah, when she just got raped on a delivery.
You know what?
Imagine that.
What would be an awesome ending to this story?
Huh.
If she actually fell in love with the guy that raped her and they ended up getting married and then opening up a pizza store of their own.
That would be good.
That would be a happy ending.
And then
ending.
They start some kind of rape scheme, too.
That's what I call a sticky situation. He's now charged with kidnapping and criminal sexual conduct. A judge set the bond at $100,000, and Nielsen hasn't posted yet. Oh, I wonder why. Ordering pizza, you think he could afford $100,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's currently being held at the Sumter Lee Regional Detention Center. Quote, "It does make me feel safer just to know that he is put away and it won't happen again, at least not from him, but it still kind of puts you on edge,"
says
the
neighbor.
I love
that. At least not from him. I'm sure someone else will, but at least he will.
At least not for the next couple of years, because you know he's going to be out.
Well,
in no time. Rape is fucking, that's slap on the wrist shit. Yeah. Especially if he doesn't have a criminal record
or anything. You gotta kind of murder a person before they really
knuckle
down.
Kinda.
Or at least abuse
you have
the
to
shit
like premeditatedly, brutally fucking rape them, murder them, bury them, dig up the body, skull fuck them, eat part of them, and then maybe you'll get a
Well,
good
you don't
want to
waste any of the body. I mean, like the Indians, they use every part. Oh, nice.
Oh, God. That was my nose. Thank you. See, that's why I don't like blowing my nose with toilet paper, because I blow with such force that it just completely disintegrates the toilet paper.
You sure do blow with force.
Yes, I do. That's for you, buddy.
Thanks. I appreciate
that. Ordering food and assuming the delivery driver is female, raping them for the tip.
I'm for it. I mean, I guess he definitely couldn't, you know.
As long as she's hot.
Yeah.
I ain't giving a courtesy fuck here just
because. Yeah, why would you rape a fat chick? There's no point in
that. You would just have to, like, say a couple of kind words to them and boom, they're yours forever.
If you're going
to
rape someone, you kind of have your choice of the pickings. You can kind of rape anybody you want. So you kind of pick the hottest girl.
If you're going to take the time to fucking rape, you might as well pick a winner.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of going to jail for this, so you might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, you would want to pick something that you would never in a thousand years have even the most remote chance of having sex with, because that's why you're gonna rape them, you know. You're not gonna just go rape someone you could probably take out on a date, get drunk and have sex with anyway.
Yeah. Or just give some roofies.
That'd just be a waste of rape.
I know.
If you ask me. All right. What do you got here? Moving right along.
I have stabbed in GTA game Q.
Q as in a line?
Yes, as in a line.
Nice. GTA as in Grand Theft Auto?
That is correct.
The new game by Rockstar Games coming out?
Well, it's already out.
Nice.
Yeah. A hoodie queuing to buy violent video game Grand Theft Auto stabbed a passerby who taunted him.
That wow. Reminds me, it was when the PS3, or no, it was when the Wii came out. Wii and the PS3, maybe.
Yeah.
It was something like that, or the Xbox 360, maybe. Do you remember seeing that video online where this kid camped out at a Best Buy? He was first in line. Mm-hmm. First kid to get the Xbox 360, took it out in the parking lot and smashed the shit out of it.
That's awesome.
And there were people standing in that line that couldn't get one because, you know, they were all sold out. They right. only had a certain amount.
Yeah.
And he just did it. He got donations on his website. Like, people
Seriously?
Gave him money so that he could be first and break this thing in front of other people just because.
Oh, man. I bet he got fucking shit kicked out.
No, not at all. No, fuck no.
Wow.
How are you really, nerds?
Well, look at this.
This is different. This is probably in the fucking ghetto.
Yeah.
And it's
fucking
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Right.
You're standing in line with guns and knives just because, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, just because, you know, those are the kind of people that play these games.
Exactly.
The victim, 23, was knifed 4 times with an 8-inch hunting blade.
Wow, brutal. Dude, that is pretty brutal. He was taunted? Yeah. I mean, what did he say?
He made a rude remark to the gamers outside the store just before the game's midnight launch yesterday.
You know,
it doesn't say what he said.
This is probably the culmination of, like, 5 years of these geeks just getting picked on and picked on and picked on, and they're waiting in line for this game because, you know, they play this game and it relieves their stress.
Right.
Because they haven't got the game yet, they're at the boiling point. You know, they're
right.
standing
they can't
in
kill
line.
Anyone yet.
This kid comes down and says, "What do you think he said? Like, hey, cheers, fuckface."
Or, I don't know. He probably just talks shit about the game or
like
something.
Like, so, been waiting out here long. That's it! Oh, fuck! Douche, 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 douche! 4 times in the chest with a knife.
That's
I bet that's
good.
Exactly how it went down. All
Stunned
right.
witnesses thought it was a stunt laid on by the developers of the 18-rated game until cops arrived.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. No one probably did anything. They're just like, yeah!
Like, man,
woo!
That looks real. As real yeah. as the new game. Oh! And then they're like, he's not moving, guys.
Yeah, I think he's kind of bleeding everywhere.
Again, if I was a billionaire, $1 million to have front row seats to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, "I thought he was promoting the game. Then the police turned up." Wow.
Wow. Didn't see that coming, did you?
The lad later left hospital, refusing to make a complaint.
Really?
Yeah, he wasn't going to do anything.
Well, because
he's probably a gang member, so he'd fucking kill him.
Well, he's like, let's see, talking shit just got me stabbed 4 times. What do you think filing a police report is going to do?
Get you killed.
Get you killed, your head severed, and then your neck hole fucked,
right.
probably.
Meanwhile, muggers broke an 18-year-old's jaw and nose as they stole
oh, wow.
his 40-pound copy of the game in Leyland Lance.
Wow.
Wow.
People getting beat up for Grand Theft Auto, a yep. game that lets you beat things up.
And in the UK, like, UK, the whole country, it sold out within hours.
Because, you know, you can't buy it on eBay, I'm sure, for, like, $5,000.
Right, yeah, because it's almost, that's like, why, triple the price.
That's why shit like this gets sold out, because you have fuck-ass douchebags going there buying as many copies as they can so they can go and fucking sell it to bigger douchebag fucking geeky nerds for, like,
rich.
300% increase.
That's what they always do with the new consoles that come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Even my oldest brother, like, when the PS3 came out, he bought, like, 5 of them and sold them on eBay.
Yeah, do you remember when the DS, the Nintendo DS Lites came out?
Uh-huh.
Like, I got mine when I was in California and shit, and this was after they had come out. But then, like, something happened, and there was this guy going around here in the valley buying all the DS Lites and then selling them on eBay. Because
wow.
me and my friend were going to, I was going to go, he was going to get one so yeah. we could play all these games and shit. And we went to, like, every fucking store. Granted, here in Kalispell, we have Best Buy, Target, and Walmart.
Well, that, GameStop.
Well, and the yeah, and trade. The GameStop. We got but trade. None of those fucking places had them.
Yeah.
Because this one guy went around and bought them all.
That's awesome.
And I swear to God, I'm not even pissed about this anymore, but just because you're a fucking, the kind of dick face that does that kind of shit, if I ever see you, I'm fucking killing you. That's it. Death threats.
Over a DS.
Over a DS. Over a DS that I already have. Yeah. How's that for
just
motive?
Just because you're a douchebag.
That's right. Just because I'm sick of living with all these douches. So, speaking of Grand Theft Auto, here's a story about kind of the other side of it here. And this is a group that I hate. I mean, I'm not for drinking. I don't drink. I hate. I won't date girls that drink. I don't like being around people that drink because they're idiots and it stinks. But this organization can go die in a drunk driving accident. MAD attacks Grand Theft Auto 4. Boom, boom, boom. In case you don't know, MAD is Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mothers Against Drunk Driving wants a stricter rating on Grand Theft Auto 4.
How, it's 18 plus.
It's a rating on a video game. I Does mean, it okay. matter? I'm sure if- this... group of fucking mothers that don't have anything fucking better to do because their kids were drunks and got killed. This is what you're doing, going after a video game?
And what,
why don't you go after okay. the people that make the fucking product that got your kids drunk in the first place, you dumb bitches?
What really fucking pisses me off is that it's rated 18 plus, so you have to be 18 to buy the game. You get ID'd, or you're supposed to get ID'd
what
when you
more,
buy this.
What more but, can they rate it?
Yeah, exactly.
MA?
But the, you know, guess who's buying this game?
Geriatric?
The fucking parents are well, buying it for their kids.
Well, no shit.
And now the parents are blamed. Oh, it's such a bad game. Quit fucking buying it
it's
for your
kids! It's a video
game!
It's a video game! If your kid can't tell the difference between a video game and real life, he deserves to get killed anyway, just for being a retard.
Well, what I'm getting at is if you don't want your kids playing these games, quit fucking buying the games and pay attention to what they're playing.
Yeah. Oh, people. I this world ends tomorrow, I would not be sad
well,
at all.
Well, we would be dead, so.
Oh, right. I mean, well, then I wouldn't be sad at all, would
you,
I?
You wouldn't have the ability to. You'd be dead.
I'd be in heaven beating Christ's ass.
Yep.
Yeah, fisticuffs, me and Jesus, mano and mano. That's right.
That's pay-per-view stuff right there.
Fuck yeah. You'd be back there on the side of the ring with the chair and the crowbar ready to hand it to me.
Matt, tag me in.
Oh, man. Who do you think, in a tag team match against the Jam Hole versus Sick and Wrong, who do you think would win?
I think we would win.
Well, I know we would win.
Yeah, because, I mean... I don't know. We would be prepared.
Jews don't fight back, if you notice.
No, they just go, ew.
They go and hide in attics.
Right.
So that's that's one down, one to go. And then Lance, I mean, you would preoccupy him by showing him a little ass, and I would come up behind with the crowbar, douche, to the back
right.
of the head.
He'd just be like, stop it.
Game over. So
he probably
yeah.
can't even punch. He's just that... a fucking limp wrist.
That would be a pay-per-view event to
yes,
watch.
Yes, it would.
Sick and Wrong versus the Jam Hole.
That's the ultimate podcast.
The Royal
right
Rumble.
There. Yeah.
Oh, man.
There should be podcast wars.
I'm going to email that to him.
Yeah, yeah. You should.
I'm going to be like, hey, come on up here.
Yeah.
We're going to fight. Guys, them's fighting words, yeah. boy. Oh, yeah. He emailed me back. I emailed this motherfucker like back when we were on episode, what, 26, 25 maybe?
Uh-huh.
I guess 5 episodes, but that's like 2.5 weeks ago. I emailed him. I was like, hey, I told him for one that they need to fix their levels because that was when their shows were really quiet.
Right.
So they did that, but they never answered me back till today. And he's like, oh, I asked him if he would put a link to us on their site. Because mm-hmm. they link to a lot of podcasts. Most of them are shit.
Right.
Like
so
fucking
might as well link
Soccer
to a good
Girl.
One.
Soccer Girl, really? Sick and Wrong? Really, guys? Soccer Girl? What a
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Oh, my God. What a worthless shit. You might as well just be part of Podshow or Mevio or wherever the fuck they're calling themselves this week.
I mean, when we first started, we were linking to a lot of shitty podcasts because we didn't listen to them.
Right.
But now we listen to
but
them
that
before
also,
we link.
Right. And that also gave us a chance to poke a lot of fun at the shittier
yeah,
podcast because we had just started. And granted, our first few shows, like 1 through 9, are kind of rough.
Yeah,
but from 10 on, golden.
Right.
Golden grams,
well,
man.
That's because we had all the equipment we needed. We got our levels right. And
well, yeah. And
we
just
started getting
the
some
show
structure.
Yeah, exactly. So all I'm saying, Sick and Wrong, wipe off like half of the people that are on that list and just replace them with the Jam Hole.
Yes.
Thejamhole.com. That's right.
Plug our show on our show.
I know, right? So, oh, guys, I was listening to this awesome show the other day. It's called The Jam Hole. I don't know if you guys have heard it or not.
But you should have.
Are fucking fantastic. Oh, my God. They're funny. I saw pictures of them. They are attractive. They're strapping lads. I mean, just
God,
wonderful.
You're making me hard
if
just talking about
If I lived in Montana and I was female, I would totally be all over these guys' dicks. I mean, like, all over them. Yeah. Like condoms and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All over him.
Okay.
Like fucking
let's wrap this up here. So, Mother's Gents drug driving, attacking Grand Theft Auto, saying it needs a stricter rating.
Yeah, really. Can you put, like, a 21-plus rating on a fucking video game?
Why don't we just rate it 65 and over?
Yeah.
You have to
why
be retired to play this fucking game. Would that make you happy? You know why? It just occurred to me. These fucking people are never happy because they're women.
Right.
Women are never happy. You could,
because they're bitches.
You could sit your fucking bitch down, and I just say bitch because I don't know your names. Cat Williams.
Yep.
Awesome. I just call you bitches because I don't got time to know all your names. Yeah. But no, you should sit your bitch down and have her write you a list of what would make her happy. I guarantee fucking it. In 2 weeks, you do everything on that list, she is still going to be a miserable fucking bitch to you. And you know why? Because she has something wrong in her fucking brain that makes her a bitch, as do
all
fucking women.
Well, she's probably going to be even more of a bitch if you do everything she wants. Because once you don't, she's going to flip out even more.
That's right. It's the people that are in the happiest relationships are the people that smack their wife around every
right.
now
you
gotta
and then. Keep that bitch on a leash.
Keep her on her toes, on a leash, and fucking, you know.
Keep the belt handy.
Exactly. Fucking bitches. Quote. Here, let's
no wonder
get to
we're
the
fucking
first part
single. Holy shit.
You think? Wow. The organization is calling on the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. There's another fucking joke. Do we really need people in a job of rating games? They're games. It's not real life.
Well,
it's
just like movies and music. They have ratings too.
It's because people are fucking whiny bitches. Oh, the F word offends me. Oh, I'm a little
fucking
cunt.
Then don't
fucking
listen to it. Holy crap.
Exactly. Fucking
and the thing
people.
Is, even if they do put a higher rating on it, it's not going to make a fucking difference.
Fuck no.
These kids are still going to get it because their parents are
and
still
all
buying
it
them.
Does. Do you remember way back when, what was it called? Nightshade came out and it got banned in the U.S.
Right.
And it's the same thing. Whenever you give a game a bad fucking rating, it makes kids want it that much more. So you know what? Mothers against getting dicks in their fucking faces. If you want to make kids not like this game, you sit down with them and start playing it with them and pretend like you're enjoying the shit out of it. I guarantee they will be like, oh, this game isn't very cool. My mom likes it.
Yeah.
Let them give that shit a G. Pink flowers and puppy dog rating, and I guarantee they will not want to fucking have anything to
right,
do with it.
Right, if it's rated, you know, fucking E for everyone, who's going to want to play that?
A little something I call reverse psychology, you dumb cunts. Ugh, I fucking hate people. They're calling for the organization that signs video game ratings to reclassify GTA 4 as an adult-only game. The action driving game, which includes the ability to drive while intoxicated, is currently rated mature. So what the fuck is the difference between mature and adult? Adult, you tell me.
Yeah, aren't adults supposed to be, I don't know, mature?
Yeah, so giving it a mature rating isn't good enough?
Yeah.
It needs to be an adult rating?
I mean, immature is 18 plus. Isn't 18 adult?
But I know a lot of 18-year-olds that aren't mature. So you give it a mature rating, why don't you just have the people take a fucking test before they buy a game? Why don't you just make them, like, the fucking Brady Bill gun thing and make them wait 3 days so you can run a fucking background check on them and see, oh, I don't know, you have a violent past. You better not let them buy this game because they might act on it.
Make everyone who buys, you know, mature rated games, make them take a fucking, you know, psychological test or something like that.
You know what the test could be? They could get one of these mothers from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, mm-hmm. have them talk to the person and see how long it takes for that person to just punch her in the face.
Yeah.
And be, if it's 10 minutes or less,
see how high
no,
their tolerance
but
is.
But if you can make it at least 10 minutes, sure, here's the game.
And if you can make it without punching him at all, that's, you are a god.
Wow.
I worship
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right. Patience, huh?
Because I would have a hard time just stopping at the punch. I'd fucking keep going.
As soon as they said, you have to sit down and do this for, boom! Yeah. Fucking cunt.
Actually, as soon as I saw her and, like, she tried to talk to me, I'd just be up, bam!
Kick to the cunt, dude. Yep. Cunt punting these
right
cunts
in the baby
all
maker.
Fucking day. Ugh. Please have some more kids. There's probably a reason your kid got killed by a drunk driver or for drunk driving, because you weren't doing a very good job of raising him. And someone saw that and was like, you might not want it.
I bet the kids of these parents who are a part of this mad group are the most fucked up kids.
They're
too.
Probably killing themselves left and
they're
right.
Probably
they're
playing,
like,
Grand Theft Auto.
They're like in that South Park episode with Paris Hilton's dog and it just right. blows its fucking brains yeah. out. That's exactly what it's like.
Speaking of South Park, new South Park
tonight.
Tonight?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So, okay, they say they want the mature rating because you can drive drunk in the game. Quote, drunk driving is not a game and it is not a joke, Mad said in a statement
Tuesday. I don't know.
Tuesday.
Drunk driving's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, especially, I mean, apparently it is a game because it's in GTA 4.
Right.
So when they're like, drunk driving's not a game, you can be like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Exhibit A, yep. Grand Theft Auto 4, wherein you drunk drive and it's a game. Dismissed. Cunt. And that's, I would say cunt.
Of course. You always got to close, you know, a sentence with a cunt.
When you're
with
talking
the word
to
cunt.
These cunts, yeah. Yeah, you fucking do.
I mean, oh. If you're a cunt, you just got to say you're a fucking cunt.
Quote, drunk driving is a choice, a violent crime, and it is also 100% preventable. If it's so fucking bad, then fucking make alcohol illegal, you stupid cunts. Apparently... Ugh.
But what good would that do?
Die, cunts.
What
please.
Good would that do? They're just going to fucking drink anyway, just like weed.
Exactly.
It's not going to make a difference.
So then quit
gonna
bitching.
Make money.
Then quit bitching. You
yeah, it doesn't
cunts.
Matter what the fuck you're going to do, because people are going to do whatever they want to do, no matter how much you try to control.
Exactly.
The more you try and control, the more people revolt.
Exactly.
Learn, please. It's Matt, about time.
Matt is also calling on publisher Take-Two Interactive and developer Rockstar Games to consider stopping distribution of the game, which analysts expect to sell 9 million copies and make over $400 million at the launch, quote, out of respect for the millions of victims, survivors of drunk driving. How about out of respect for all these drunk driving survivors, you stop drinking? Really?
And, like, you really think if this game is not sold anymore, people just aren't going to drink
no,
and drive
do you really
anymore?
Think Rockstar Games, this is what made Rockstar Games popular. This
what?
Is
What's
their
this game?
Grand Theft Auto, yeah. From 1 till right now.
This is pretty much all
this
they
is
have.
This is what Rockstar Games is.
Yeah.
You think a bunch of bitching mothers are going to go, hey, we were thinking, and maybe could you not release your game? That's like...
It's like, no, we're
that's
fucking
like,
millionaires.
That's
we're not going to listen to you.
That's like going to church and saying, today can you just not talk about God at all, you know, for me? Is,
right.
is that okay,
I
guys?
I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's like coming to a water store and saying, hey, can you guys stop delivering water today? Because my friend drowned last week, out of respect. Fucking
it's like,
idiots.
Could you go fuck yourself?
Yeah, out of respect.
For
my mom's a hooker, okay?
Yeah. Okay, please.
God. Quote, we have a great deal of respect for Mad's mission, but we believe the mature audience for Grand Theft Auto 4 is more than sophisticated enough to understand the game's content. Nice, Rockstar
yeah,
Games.
That was actually pretty stupid of you to say.
Yeah, right?
You have a sophisticated client base for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right. probably that same sophisticated client base that's hooked on World of Warcraft.
Right, and stabbing fucking people waiting in line
right,
for this game.
Someone looked at him weird.
It said a rude comment.
Yeah. Quote, for the same reason that you can't judge an entire film or television program by a single scene, you can't judge Grand Theft Auto 4 by a small aspect of the game.
You don't have to. Look at all the aspects
granted,
of that game.
The rest of the game, not drunk driving, involves killing people, carjacking.
Doing drugs. Fucking
selling
hookers.
Drugs.
Killing hookers.
Exactly.
Killing niggers.
So honestly, if you're going to judge the game, judge the whole game, not just the drunk driving part.
Right.
You dumb
I mean,
cunts.
If you're going to talk about the drunk driving, you should blame it on drugs and blame it on fucking killing people and fuck, all that.
Blame it on America for bringing making alcohol legal again.
Blame
if
it
you
on yourself
blame
for
someone,
being so fucking stupid.
Blame it on yourself for having the kids that are gonna play the game. How's
there
that?
You go.
Boom. Fucking
problem solved. Yep.
Man, we are problem solvers.
If only fucking people would listen.
I know. People do listen, man. They do.
Not the right ones. Not the ones that can actually change the way things are.
I would hang out with our fans, I think.
Well, I mean, that's not what I'm talking
They're
about.
Listening. I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the people that have an effect on the world.
That's going to be us one
day. Not our fans who are just sitting in their room jerking off, listening
right.
to us.
Jerking off to porn while they're listening to us.
Well, that's what I'd do.
I want you to lick your finger and stimulate the clitoris. I just came a little bit. Oh, God, let's finish this fucking bullshit. Quote, GTA 4 follows the criminal exploits of protagonist Nico Bellic, an immigrant turned gangster who travels from Eastern Europe to Liberty City, the game's fictional locale based on New York City. As Bellic, players can hijack cars, earn cash for criminal activities, shoot innocent bystanders, and visit strip clubs.
But they're focusing on drunk drivers.
Right. Mad declined to comment further about their statement because they realized they were all on the rag. So, yeah, I think that's about it. I'm fucking mad right now. I'm gonna go out and do some drunk driving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got anything else?
No, I don't.
Let's definitely. Yes. We're gonna do the blotter here. This is a little something we do, what, once a week, we'll say?
Generally.
If not, this is a little something we're gonna start doing once
a
week.
We should try and always do
we're
it
not
once
gonna
a
tell
week.
You which day of the week, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, we're gonna do it, but.
We pretty much just do it whenever we remember to go look.
Yeah, exactly. So, we do this so you guys can see what kind of community, what kind of environment we live in.
Yeah,
and maybe.
You can kinda understand us where we come from.
Yeah, you'll have a little better understanding of why we are the way we are. So, you wanna start it off there? Police blotter.
Yes.
Flathead Valley.
7:18 a.m. A 12-volt screw gun was stolen out of a sawmill work shed.
Ooh. 9:06 a.m. A 15-year-old girl called in to report that two nights ago, there was a man in his 40s tapping his fingers on her windows. Ooh, creepy pedo, huh?
I think so.
But really, like, just tapping his fingers, like...
Probably just fucking with her.
He was, like, tapping his fingers, and then she looked out, and he held the boombox high over his head playing Peter Gabriel. Yeah, exactly. But he was 40. You're about 20 years too late, bud.
Right, yeah. 10:47 a.m., a woman on Solberg Lane busted out the back window of a neighbor's vehicle.
Right.
Bitch.
What they don't tell you is because she was bound, tied, and gagged inside the vehicle, locked up.
Well, then there's probable cause.
Right. Just cause. 1:43 p.m., someone called in from Summers to say that they were bit by their neighbor's dogs 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Wow.
Now you call.
Too little, too late, bud. At the time, the neighbor said they would keep the vicious animals on a chain. The caller wanted to make it known that the dogs are once again running free. God, I can't
wait. I'm for you there. Fuck dogs.
I cannot wait for the day that I'm delivering water to someone and their fucking dog bites me. Because for one, I'm going to kick the fucking shit out of the dog that fucking bites me. And for two, I'm going to sue the pants off of the owner.
Yeah, and you're going to win that fight too. Because they weren't keeping track of
the
dog.
They know we have set delivery dates. And if you don't fucking put your dogs up, I'm not fucking scared of dogs. I was raised around fucking Rottweilers from the time I was born. My parents used to show. Oh, like Rottweilers, like breed them and like not fuck them, but breed them with other Rottweilers.
Yeah,
fuck off. But yeah, they used to show the dogs, and like I was raised around, so dogs don't bother me. If dogs are barking and foaming at the mouth, I'll fucking get out and stare at them right in the eyes, which pisses them off more.
Yeah, they hate.
I
that
love
shit.
Doing that shit. I've probably told this already, but I'm gonna say it again for our new listeners. You guys need to start doing this too, but I don't know if it happens where you guys are at, but around here, people go places and they leave their dogs in their vehicles. Well, oh, I love doing
in the back of their pickups.
Is getting the dogs just riled the fuck up, staring at them, making like
growl a little
quick
bit.
Jumpy movements towards them and shit. And if you do this enough, they will piss all over the car seat. I love that shit.
Oh, man.
Leave your fucking dogs at home, you dumb cunts.
One of my friends, one of our buddies, he has these dogs, and then he has this one dog that's so fucking stupid. Like, More so than, you know, the average dog.
Ooh.
Well, one day he just started chasing after this dog, and he hit it with his shoe. And ever since after that, whenever he runs up to the dog, it just pees. Just right
awesome.
There. It just pees and runs away and, like, sticks its tail between its legs.
Fucking dogs.
3:08 p.m. A girlfriend needed help getting her drunken boyfriend out of the house. Wow.
Wow. Alcohol-related? Really?
Imagine that.
Wow. I don't hear anything in here about people on weed doing stupid things.
No.
Imagine that.
It's because they're just sitting at home, minding their own fucking business.
3:34 p.m. Someone called in from the Shady Lane area. That's where all the trailers are.
Yeah.
To say that they had witnessed someone letting their dog bite another person.
Nice.
Deputies found no evidence of this ever happening. Wow.
That is great.
We should start calling in just like ridiculous fucking things.
Right.
Like, from payphones,
yeah,
obviously.
Obviously.
And then
smart.
See, like, which one of them makes it in the
yeah,
fucking
that'd
blotter.
Just
that'd be
fucking
awesome.
Stupid stuff. Or, you know how when we get those ones, it's like a half sentence and it makes no sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's fucking.
That's going to be us. All right.
4:13 p.m. Someone called in to say that Brian was showing off a bear cub he had stashed in a cooler at McDonald's. They then refused to give any contact information. Wow. A bear cub stuffed in a cooler.
Wow.
At McDonald's.
That's fucking awesome.
It doesn't get much better than that.
That sounds like something we would call in just BSing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like I couldn't make something up better than that.
I was stressed at McDonald's driving through to feed my fat face for $5.
Should have ate that bear cub.
And someone had a bear in a cooler. That would be awesome, dude. 5:13 p.m. Parents of a 7-year-old boy called in to say that another adult kicked their son. Probably because your 7-year-old's a little fucking douche.
Yeah, he probably deserved it. I mean,
yep.
He needs his ass to get kicked.
That's right. Yeah, if the parents aren't kicking the ass,
someone's
I'm
gotta
gonna.
Do it. Yeah.
I'm gonna.
So, wait. Are you admitting to this?
No, sir, I am not.
Okay, just checking. 6:04 p.m. A resident of Lore Lake called in to complain that his neighbor's 7-year-old daughter was on his property.
Well, if you'd quit trying to lure the neighbor's 7-year-old daughter onto your property,
yeah, so you
with
can fuck her.
Ice cream, exactly.
Candy,
you
yeah.
know,
she
right?
might stay away.
You know where I was going.
Of course.
That. Let's see. 7:35 p.m. A woman on Shady Lane. Ooh, a popular Shady Lane, huh?
Well, Shady Lane's always popular.
That's the trailer parks. Called in to report that while she and her husband were walking down by the river,
there's a mistake.
They stopped.
Why would you do that?
They stopped and chatted with some people having a barbecue. She said that, quote, for no good reason, one of the men in the party attacked her husband.
Nice.
Her husband was punched and kicked in the face, but not seriously injured. The assailant and his friends were gone when deputies arrived.
That's the kind of shit that happens here daily. Just people randomly fucking
well,
start.
You know
fights.
What was
He's
happening?
Probably drunk.
It's Shady Lane, okay? So yeah. Meth. These two people were walking down by the river where people with vans live.
Right.
These people were having a barbecue, selling some meth. These people stumbled on it, and they got their fucking asses kicked.
Yeah, that guy was either drunk or just tweaking.
Yeah,
I'm
mind
sure.
your own fucking business.
10:26 p.m. A Columbia Falls resident called in to say that a woman who was standing at the end of her driveway screaming just honked the horn on her vehicle and took off toward Kalispell.
Nice. Send her our way. Thank
yeah,
you,
thanks.
Sea Falls,
great.
Land of the chlamydia. The clap.
The clap.
So, that about it
that
for episode 30 of
it.
This fucking shit.
This is
well,
the fucking
again,
shit.
Again, you know, thank you guys so much for listening. It has been fan-fucking-tastic doing 30 episodes here. And we are not going anywhere. We're going to be around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes. I'm doing this shit forever.
Yeah, we'll
I'm
be doing
say
this
it now
as long
forever.
As we don't get arrested.
Right, as long as we are still free. Well, as free
yeah.
as...
Yeah, and if we do get arrested, we'll do our best to keep continuing the show
yeah.
for you.
As free as the federal government allows.
Yes.
So yeah, as always, if you guys have any comments, questions, anything like that pertaining to anything we said on a particular show, click on the show notes, leave us comments, or you can email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking website. You can subscribe with iTunes. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley.
So
it's getting towards the end of the month, and we're still...
Well, isn't this the last day of the month?
What did I tell you about interrupting me while I'm doing the plugs?
Hey.
Punch to the face and then face fucked.
fuck you.
You're getting face fucked after the show. I'm going to stop this shit right now.
Really?
Right
I dare you.
Now.
I dare you.
Oh, yeah, it is the end of the month.
Oh, see, you do shit, see?
Fuck off. That's what you fucking get. It is the end.
I'm glad it's your microphone.
That's right. I can't believe that just happened.
I can't believe you just did that.
So, it is the end of the month. Tomorrow is a new month. If you guys could, I know you guys did it for us last time, but it would be cool to see us in the top 10 again. So, as soon as it hits midnight, as soon as you're able to, go over there, throw your vote down for us. That'll get us up in the top 10. You know, for what? A couple hours?
Yeah, pretty much.
You fixed over there?
I'm getting it fixed.
That was not nice. I am sorry for throwing your mic on the ground.
Hey, you paid for it. If
that's
you break
fine.
It, you
I always pay for it. So, yeah, click on the shit and click on some more shit and vote for some shit. Fucking shit. Jamming.
And drive, you might spill your drink before you get behind. Now we'll just stop and think. 39% of apps tits are caused by pixelated. The other 65% are net alcohol related. What does this tell us of drunk drivers? They seem to have a better answer than the sober team. Your dream.